This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We've got Eddie House coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then it's you, your time to shine on this Trash Talking Tuesday. You get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports. So get your takes ready and call in about 35 minutes from now. Rob, who you trashing?
The Lakers. Come on, Chris. You got to win that game. You can't get all those kind of performances from AD and LeBron and D'Lo and walk away with nothing. A 20-point lead. You know, I get it. Things happen. The NBA is different with threes. That you got to seal that game away. And especially because Jamal Murray was so bad. You talked about his shooting. And you didn't get one win in Denver. You could have won both of those games. I mean, you could have. And you didn't get one. I mean, that's a huge turnaround. Excuse me. And I'm trashing the Lakers.
No, Rob. And we talk a lot about in today's NBA a 20-point lead isn't what it used to be. Here's the thing, though. Last night, the score was 101-99, Rob. Denver only made, they made 8 three-pointers all night. It wasn't like they hit a barrage of threes.
Right. Normally, though, that's what usually brings you back.
No, but that's my point. That it makes it that much worse that the Lakers couldn't hold the 20-point lead. In a game like this where it's 101-99, Rob, where the Lakers scored 59 points in the first half and just 40 in the second half. In a low-scoring game like this, Rob, that 20-point lead really is like an old-school 20-point lead. And that makes it that much worse. In today's NBA, that's like darn near a 30-point lead. because they didn't do it with the threes. They did it by shutting you down defensively to holding you to 40 points in the second half and just by pounding you, owning the glass, and just beating you in old-school team basketball. But anyway, LeBron, I don't know that LeBron truly complained about the refs, but he certainly complained about the replay center. And Joel Embiid, Rob, the Knicks, I mean, I think the Philly loss, as bad as the Lakers loss was, and I get it, they gave up a 20-point lead. Philadelphia, Rob, I mean, they had that game won. They're up five with 47 seconds left, and I get it, that, you know, that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time in the NBA, Chris. That's two
threes. But they blew it. They the way it happened.
No,
you know what I
get it. The inbounds, which they could cry about, and the league has already come back.
Well, we gonna
and said that the officials screwed up, and they did, Chris, with the fouls. But where's the inbound? Where's the call a timeout? And that's the other thing. They didn't let Nick Nurse get a timeout, Chris.
Well, here's Joel Embiid talking about it, Rob.
And everybody on the floor was trying to call a timeout, myself included, Nico, coach on the sideline. But that didn't give it to us. But, you know, forget about the timeout. There's a bunch of fouls. You know, like I said, that's unacceptable.
Rob, as you said, the league came out with the two-minute report.
And
said Tyrese Maxey was fouled twice.
Not once, Chris. Twice. Twice.
And here, look, I don't like the players complaining about the officiating. I didn't like it last night with Embiid. I'm like, why don't you box out Isaiah Hartenstein after Dante DiVincenzo?
Well, there are plays that could have been made, too. I'm with
right.
you. How about inbounding the ball correctly and not
right.
throwing the ball away?
Or even calling, and they say they tried to call a timeout. But here, I just want to say this, Rob. Why does the league do the two-minute report?
I don't know.
Do you like I mean, it's
no
fine
need,
for us.
No
I don't
do it. No
I don't have
do
an
it.
Issue with it as a fan.
You know what it is,
does
Chris?
Give us enlightenment. But what is it? It's not good. It makes your refs look horrible.
The bottom line is, and here's the problem, and I know they got the refs, umpires, all these people, Chris, they got unions and all this. It's hard to fire them. And that's what needs to happen when guys continue to make, and I'm not saying, you know, there should be a certain threshold of accuracy. And when those things come in like that and you blow calls, they should count against you. And you should have the right to let go of officials. And the league should be able to say, Chris, that Joe Blow and Tom Thumb have been relieved of, referees. But they don't do that. And I think that's what people need to hear.
You don't get to, you know, ref in the playoffs and stuff like that.
You need to lose jobs, Chris.
But that's fine. I'm just saying, Rob, I don't know what purpose. I don't know that the two-minute report serves a good purpose. Like, I guess, does that make Philly feel any better?
No.
Or does that actually tick you off? It's not like we're going to play the last minute. You know, you're going to put us up by five again and we're going to play the last minute, or Maxey's going to get free throws or whatever. We lost. You're admitting we lost, or, you know, a large portion of why we lost is because the refs screwed up.
Right.
And your two-minute report's supposed to make me feel better? And it's actually making me feel worse.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think if you're not going to do anything, which you're not, and you
right.
can't. You can't do anything. You can't overturn a game. You can't do any of that. People have paid their money. They left the building. You can't, Chris, when they're at home, go.
Could you start next game, play?
Yeah. You know what? That they lost that game. All that stuff you went through. No, they lost
right.
that game. No. People, if you did that to people, Chris, people would be irate. Like, you can't take that from them. You know what I mean? Once the people leave the building, that's game.
No, I get it.
That's
I'm just
game.
Saying, like, Then what? Then why do I remember? Now this was years ago when they first implemented it. I talked to an official about it, and he was like, "Nah, it's terrible. You're just making us look bad." And I get somebody say, "Well, you made mistakes. Rob, I mean, any job. What if at the start of every show, Rob G came out and said every mistake we had made. Nothing's going to change, but, you know, every mistake we had made.
It would take 3 hours, and we wouldn't have a show that day.
But, you know, it's just, I don't know. Look, I think the league means well. Remember, there were a lot of conspiracy theories, games fixed, and, you know, and this was part of the answer, you know, right, to be transparent. I get that. But, Rob, if you're not going to change anything, it just, I don't know what the purpose is. I think they meant well, but like I said,
it's for transparency, Chris, to be transparent.
I get it.
And that we can admit that something was wrong. Nobody expects anybody to be perfect. That's not the world, Chris. I've said this to you a million times. And when I was a kid growing up listening to the late, great Mets announcer Bob Murphy, every time a player made an error, Chris, he'd say the same thing. That's why they put erasers on pencils, because people make mistakes. So it ain't about that you have to be perfect and you can never make a mistake. But there has to be some accountability to me. After a while, this just isn't the career for you. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't a career for you. You just aren't good at this.
I mean, you're looking at it differently than me. I'm not looking at it as an indictment on the refs.
I know you're looking at it as just like it doesn't do anything. Right, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But you know, overall, though, Rob, Embiid at one point did say, we're the better team. We should be up 2-0. We're going to win this series. I like that. I think that's the attitude you have to have. The officials screwed you. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But because the league's not going to do anything about it, you just have to – you got to ignore that. You really have to ignore it. And I didn't like the complaining. Now, did you see LeBron? Here's what LeBron said.
What is LeBron doing cursing in a press conference, Chris, like that?
That's not new. I mean, I'm not saying he does it all the time, but he's done that before.
Yeah, he
was cursing at their victory parade in 2016 in Cleveland when they beat Golden State. But anyway, here's LeBron talking about the replay center last night.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. Makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your question, but that shit is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Knicks game too. What are we doing?
That had nothing to do with the question he was asked, Rob. I think he was sending a message to the officials, remember Phil Jackson and all that, how he would do that. I think that's what he was doing.
Trying to soft soak them so that they could think about it for the next game and all that.
Right, right. And I also think, I mean, he knows his voice among players resonates stronger than anybody's in the league office. So, you know, look, it'll put the replay center on notice. I mean, look, the replay center, Rob, shouldn't be getting things wrong. They should be getting things right. That's what you exist for.
No, the replay center, Chris, because they're human beings. We see it on the NFL all the time. They review plays. If you leave it up to people, even watching tape, they're going to get it wrong sometimes. I've watched football games. I'm like, dude, that's clearly this or clearly that. And then they go to the replay and nothing happens because human beings are watching it. So even humans make mistakes in a replay booth. And that's why I understand why people want to get it right, Chris, or try to get it right. That's why the only way I really believe that you should change calls in sports is when it's obvious. When I watch and the first baseman doesn't have his foot, Chris, on the bag, and they called him out at first, and I see that, That overturn that. But I don't want all these other things overturned. It should just be clear. You shouldn't have to watch it 20 times, Chris, over and over and over to change a call, right? It should be obvious.
I don't know. I mean, my thing is I disagree to some degree because there's so much riding on these games, right? And I get you're right. Human beings aren't going to be infallible. They're going to make mistakes. But I do think I think there's got to be a time limit, right? It can't be time.
But that's what I'm saying about showing them. And yet they watch it for 5 minutes.
But whatever the limit is, you can't go over that. But you do have to do your best to get it right, because there's money for the players, for gamblers, for coaches. Jobs are on the line. Like there's so much matters in these games. And I do think they need to try to get it right. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob is Trash Talking Tuesday, so get your takes ready. Call us up in about 20 minutes. But we got plenty more to get to. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events
that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of the Fox Sports Radio's NFL draft coverage. Don't miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the NFL draft. The insider Jay Glazer, former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. At Big Noon kickoffs, Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, just 2 days from now, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the NFL Draft live right here at Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. It's all presented by Express Pros. Eddie House around the corner. Then your time to shine on Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob,
and we got Lakers. An update, Chris. Kawhi is playing tonight. He is
wow.
In.
I thought he might be out the rest of the series.
He is in,
okay.
And that is something right there. Kawhi playing.
I'm surprised, too, considering they won.
Clippers minus 1.5 feels even better now.
Considering they won the first game, I'm surprised they're bringing him back. But, hey, if he's ready.
Chris, we talk about all the time, if you're ready to play, go play. You can't. Like, if you're gonna get hurt, you're gonna get hurt. You just gotta if you're healthy and you've been cleared, go play. Yeah. Not Kevin Durant in the finals, please. Not that one.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Being clear.
We knew that.
We first guessed that.
Come on. We're not far from doctors, and we knew that he shouldn't have been playing. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, that's good news for the Clippers. And look, if Kawhi's there, Rob, we talked about it. The winner of this series, Dallas Clippers. You've got OKC or New
York. You've got a nice path.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So, yeah, good news for the Clippers. Rob, let's keep talking about the Sixers and the Lakers. Both down 0-2, both going home for the next two games. Of these two teams, which one do you give the best chance or the better chance of rallying and still winning their series?
I say neither, but if I have to pick between these two, I would pick the Sixers. I really would, Chris. I just don't see the Lakers coming back. It's just not against Denver, not against the defending champs, not against a team that has beaten them 10 straight times. You know, all those things. I just can't see it. The Knicks have played well, but let's be honest. Brunson hasn't shot the ball, Chris, particularly well, right?
And he doesn't against Philly. They even the regular season they did a good job against him.
On him, you know, like they have a plan for him.
Yeah.
And last night that should have been a split in New York.
Oh yeah.
Right? That should have been a split. The reason that they will wind up losing the series, they'll go back and look at this. What happened last night, because that should be a win, up by 5 or whatever with 30, 40 seconds left. Like, if you play it right, hold the ball and make the Knicks either foul you or take a shot late, you know, you're in good shape.
And again, they did get screwed. There's no other way to – I mean, the league admitted it.
Right. But yeah, the Lakers to me and Denver just doesn't go together.
I'm with you. Look, I think the Lakers series is over. And I said it after game one. I mean, I always pick Denver in six. Rob, if the Lakers got it to six, that would be something impressive. At this point, will they get a game? That's really what we're looking like. There are some diehards, but I think, Rob, even most Lakers fans are now wondering, will we get a game? Not will we win the series, will we get a game?
Right.
So I think this was over. Philly, look, Joel Embiid, he said it. we're the better team. We should be up 2-0. We're going to win the series. Now, I don't think they should be up 2-0, but it's obviously should be 1-1. And, Rob, I think he's right. I think Philadelphia – I picked the Knicks in 7. I like that pick. But I think Philly's going to make it a series. And if Embiid were healthy, I'd have picked Philadelphia. But Philly, even with him not being healthy, he's still the best player on the court. And I do think they're going to make it a series. I don't think this thing is over. Again, think the Knicks are going to win, but it's not a done deal. They have to go up 3-0 to end this thing. And I think Philly, Rob, does have a good chance of getting back in the series and even still winning the series. I like Embiid saying that, you know, talking forcefully and confidently about winning the series, even as he was complaining about the officials, although he turned out to be right. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Eddie House around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest got theme music. He's an NBA champion, NBC Sports Boston commentator, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, the sharpshooter, Eddie House. What up, E?
Eddie.
Yo, what's happening, guys? Early in the week, what's going on? I mean, What a great night last night.
Man, was it a great night. Let's start here. We can start with the Lakers, but I want to go here. The two-minute report, you heard Philly complaining about the calls. Turns out they were right. Nick Nurse was trying to call a timeout. The NBA admitted it. Tyrese Maxey was fouled twice. The NBA admitted it. When you – and I don't remember if they had them, to be honest, when you were still in the league. But as a player, does that make you angrier or what? When you see, I mean, they lost a playoff game almost certainly because of bad calls by the officials.
Not one foul, Eddie, two fouls.
Right, two fouls and not giving them a timeout. Does that just tick you off as a player?
Yes, it would. And I don't remember them having those when I played. But I've been vocal about this, you know, on NBC Sports Boston. After I say, well, why would they even come out and say it? Doesn't change anything. If they messed up, you know, go ahead and grade that crew and give them all whatever negative marks you got to give them.
Yep.
But don't put it out publicly because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't change anything. Now, you want to say, oh, we missed these calls. Let's take it back to the time we missed the first call. And now that's opening a whole can of worms because they missed calls throughout the game. But it's the last few minutes in the biggest moments of a big game, a playoff game. You go 1-1, you're able to steal one, or you go down 0-2. It's a big difference. And I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I think that's something that should be held within house.
You know, they do it quickly, Rob. They do it because you remember there were always these conspiracy theories. Obviously, you had the Tim Donaghy situation. And they, you know, they want to let the fans know, look, we'll admit when we make mistakes, but none of this is fixed. I get that, but it is to a point where you wonder if it's doing more harm than good at this point because it's just,
okay,
I mean, this,
do
if they lose in 7, this is going to be really bad because Philly's
let's check this out, okay? So you say you want to do it for the fans. Well, these fans are betting on this game now. That costs people money.
Yeah.
You know, so now, so what are we talking about? You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, just keep that in-house. Hey, they missed it. Everybody in the NBA within that circle of the officiating, the umbrella underneath that, everybody that's a part of the officiating crew and stuff like that, and the upper people in the NBA, then okay, they know that, but don't put that public because it just, you know, that just peels the scab off again.
Right, Eddie. The Lakers blowing a 20-point lead and losing, you know, a heartbreaker. And now they're down 0-2. But help me at the end of the game. Chris and I were talking about this. And KCP falls down. LeBron has a wide open look, you know, but there's 14, still 11 or 12 seconds left
14,
in the game.
Yeah, I mean,
what was it, Chris? 14.
When he took the shot, it was like 14 seconds.
Is that the right play? Or I've talked to coaches who say you don't want to take that shot with that much time that you want to get it down to 3 of 2, take a shot, and then you know at least either you're going to win or go to overtime. What have you been taught or help me with that?
Well, yeah, that's usually the rule of thumb. But when you have the guy that scored the most points in NBA history, you have in people's minds saying that is the GOAT, you know, and arguably he can be for whoever side you want to argue for, or he couldn't be. You can't say that. I mean, a wide open three, and he's shooting 41%. I mean, you can't be mad at that shot.
I wouldn't be mad at it. It cost you the game.
Remember, he had just hit 2 threes before that.
But what have you been taught that you don't take the shot with that much time?
But I haven't been him.
I'm just talking about general basketball.
Eddie, they were like, Eddie, you don't take that shot.
Not over him. Not over one of those guys. I shouldn't be taking that shot unless they pass it to me. Then I'm taking that shot, okay? But the rule of thumb is you don't want to leave any time on the clock. It's either going, you know, you go for the win or
overtime, right?
You know, you
That's
go to
all.
Overtime, yep. Right? Or whatever it is, you bleed the clock as low as you can, even if the shot clock is different from the game clock. You want to be able to take that shot and then, you know, you go from there. But it was a wide-open shot. He missed. That wasn't the reason why they lost that game, though. You know, it wasn't that one shot. I mean, he was the reason why they was in that position. You know, I mean,
I agree.
To be there. So, I mean, it was just tough. Like, they didn't get the stops they needed. They didn't get the buckets that they needed. Anthony Davis, where was you at in the fourth quarter? That's back-to-back games. First game was LeBron wasn't there in the fourth quarter. LeBron show up. AD, they got to put it together.
Eddie, look, we know these guys are pros. And in LeBron's case, he's come back from a 3-1 deficit against, you know, a 73-win team. But if you are a former player, you won a championship. If you are in a position where you're down, you've lost 10 straight games to a team, they're the champions, and they've beaten you just about every way possible. You're up 20, they beat you. LeBron's great, they beat you. AD's great, D-Lo's great, they beat you. They beat you at home, they beat you on the road. Like, I mean, you're human. How much of a weight is that on you? And at this point, how much do you think that affects the Lakers going into game three?
I think that you're obviously aware of it. I think us outside is more aware of it than they are. They know that they've been losing, but as competitors, you think you always going to win that next one, that next one, that next one. Now, it would be different. You know, it's like a fight almost now it's getting to, because it's 10-0. You didn't went up and got beat up 10 times straight. It's like, hold up. You know what? You see him coming, you cross the street. I'm about to go over here.
In a year.
You better have something on you to get him off you. I promise you that.
And that's the Eddie, it's all within one calendar year. This ain't over 3 or 4 years.
Right, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, my goodness. They must be having nightmares about the Nuggets.
Eddie, what's wrong with the Suns? Are they going to be corrected there, or just is it too much T-Wolves or no, that they can bounce back in this series?
I mean, you got three great players over there, really two, you know, top-tier players, and Bradley Beal is, I think, right under in that next level of really, really, really good players, all-star type caliber players. I think they could figure it out. I mean, they're battling right now. You know, looking at the game right now, they're battling. Guys are knocking shots in. You know, and they're looking like, you know, they got fight to them. You just never can count out guys like Kevin Durant, or I don't think you can bank on Devin Booker having another game like he had game one.
Eddie, I know that Anthony Edwards loves Kevin Durant, right? He says he's the GOAT. So he got major respect for Durant. But I got to be honest, I didn't like the way Durant responded to Anthony Edwards talking all that trash in his face in game one. They're up 16. He's, you know, Edwards is going off, and he's talking all that trash to Durant. And I'm not saying, you know, I keep it to basketball. I'm not saying he should have been trying to fight him. But I just don't think you need to be smiling and laughing like that. I mean, this is the playoffs, man. This is like, you need to win this game. You shouldn't be, to me, you shouldn't be laughing about this young buck all up in your face talking about you old and you can't do nothing with me and all that. Am I looking too much into this, or what do you think?
Well, I think this. It depends on the person. Some people laugh, and it's a sinister laugh. Some people laugh, and it's a scare laugh. Some people laugh because they think it's funny, right? Which one is he? That's what we finna find out in this series. Was that a sinister laugh? Like, okay, I see you out here. Right, I'm finna come kill you. Or was it, I'm laughing with you. Yeah, I think that's funny and it's cool. Like, you know, I expect it's more so of a sinister laugh because I think he's a killer. I think he's a hooper. He's a real killer on the court. And I'm not saying nothing else about him. I think that
you talking about Edwards or KD?
I'm talking about KD.
Oh, okay.
We know. Right. He's 2-time MVP of the finals. You know, going against LeBron at the time, hitting all the big shots. We can't sit here and he had 31. Anthony Edwards had 33. He had 31, though. So it wasn't like he was out there just getting killed. And, you know, you was able to say that. No, it wasn't like that. I feel like it's like, okay, I see you out here. All right, bet. We finna see next game,
well,
too.
Well, we gonna
That's
see.
How I feel.
If it was sinister or if it was, man, I can't do nothing with this young boy. I'm going to laugh with him. All right, we're going to see. All right, Eddie, great stuff, bro.
All right, Eddie.
All right, right on. Y'all be cool.
Yep, Trash Talking Tuesday is now your time to shine. 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You're next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. It's called HISA. And NHISA is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport itself is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. It's time, y'all, for Trash Talking Tuesday. Yes. Trash Talking Tuesday.
Tuesday. Trash
Talking
Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's get right into it. Tyler in Chico, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Tyler?
First of all, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Love you guys. Appreciate you guys coming on every day.
Thank you.
I'm trashing the NFL Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Antonio Gates is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Are you kidding me? No way. No how. Guys got the most touchdowns in NFL history. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks, guys.
There you
Bye.
Go. Thank
That's
you,
good,
Tyler.
I mean, Gates, it was a tough class. It was a good class, but Gates is deserved.
Gates deserves, Chris, no doubt about it. Robert in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Robert?
I'm trashing the so-called fans of the WNBA. Chris, Rob, fellas, we got to do something. This uproar about that's on social media, about Twitter, about the Caitlin Clark making $75,000 a year equaling $300,000, complaining about it's chauvinistic and men, why they not make the same. I don't understand why this is so hard to people comprehend. The WNBA does not bring in the ratings or the TV viewers that the NBA does. So the reason why it's not equal is because that equals to a rat ad revenue, and which equals to money and jersey sales, why, and ticket sales. Why people can't comprehend, that has nothing to do with which one is better or which one nobody's being chauvinistic. It's literally business and common sense. We have to stop these fake outrage. Love it, fellas. Thank you.
Nah, I agree totally.
Yep, Robert, spot on.
I agree completely. Good call.
Yes, thank you. And
they start making money, then they can make money.
It's so simple, Chris. It's supply and demand.
Right.
It's
exactly.
So simple. Let's go to Doug in Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Doug?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to trash the sports media, and one said Rob Parker. I listen to you guys on the podcast, and every day at work, whenever I hear yo, to start a show, I know it's about to be some Laker hate coming.
Wow.
Hey, you're my guy, Rob, but I hate your Bronny takes. I'm okay with us drafting Bronny to keep Brown happy. We drafted Smush Parker, man. Okay, we'll be okay. We give Bronny to Phil Handy. I've seen him work miracles with our young, undrafted prospects like Austin Reeves. As far as people's take on LeBron James, like, well, we should trade him. We shouldn't give him a new contract. He holds us hostage. Who cares? Do y'all remember the drought that we had after Kobe retired? How nobody wanted to come take this Laker money? Please, sign us up for as many years of LeBron as we can get as we get now. And the only problem we have with LeBron's contract, give him a no-trade clause, give him anything you want. But how about you take a couple less bucks so we can put some more talent on this team so you can go up against this Nuggets juggernaut? They're a really good team, but
let us
get our shot now. And then if we can't beat you, let's get to the offseason healthy and come back next year. Thank
All right.
you,
Doug, that was the Doug in Iowa show right there here on Fox Sports Radio. Do we have time for Ennis? Anybody else? Do we have time, Alex? Yes. Okay, Ennis in Corona, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ennis? Who you Thanks. Trashing?
I'm trashing LeBron Raymond James. I
Who,
never,
me?
Ever, for my life. Yeah, you. I never want to hear anybody talk about this guy being clutch in my life. In the playoffs, 24 seconds or less to go, tied to take the lead, 11 for 31.
Yay.
Versus 50, this layup merchant, no bag, 37% shooter outside of the paint for his career. I never want to hear this guy is clutch. Broussard, when Nick says he's clutch, tell him no way, no how. I'm out.
There we go.
I'm all right. I'm a football player.
I don't know.
Talk
I
about
think LeBron
passion.
Is clutch.
Talk
though.
About passion. I love it, Ennis.
Is LeBron clutch, Rob, do you think?
Who, me?
I think he's been clutch. I'm not saying he's Jordan in the clutch, but I think he's clutch. He ain't no...
He's not Steph. Yeah, I'll just say that. He's not Steph. I'm sorry.
Rob G, where you at? Is LeBron clutch?
Sure.
I mean, right.
Well, we've got the worst clutch
that don't
version
sound,
of LeBron. He was clutch.
That don't sound
he was clutch
like,
in Cleveland. He was clutch in Miami, but in L.A., not so much.
Cleveland!
Not as much.
All right. Gary, real quick. He's usually quick. You're on the Odd Couple
Gary
Fox Sports
about 10
Radio.
Seconds.
Who you trashing?
As we all know, the draft is coming up, so I just want to give a shout-out to ESPN for having Bill Belichick on as an analyst. It'll be great because he will be able to tell us all the players that he likes and that he would draft, and then we as the fans will know those are all the players that can't play.
Well, look, he hadn't been the greatest personnel man lately. That's
well,
sure.
didn't they also fired ESPN fired Todd McShay?
Wow,
did they? Well, I didn't know that. I haven't seen McShay. When was he fired?
Right, Rob G.
Last year, I haven't seen him. I've only seen Kiper.
They got rid of Todd McShay.
Interesting. Was he Rob G? Do you keep track of those? Like how their mocks do?
How bad was he?
He wasn't bad.
Was he about the same as Kiper?
Yeah, like, maybe a little bit better.
I thought he was good in his analysis. We got an hour left. Lock it, y'all. Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.